is simply known as the Old Stagecoach Stop. That title gives you an idea of what the building might have been used for, but stop by here and you'll find much more. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th, and you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Terry Primus lives in Pulaski County, Missouri. He knows much of the history of the area, and one of his favorite subjects is the oldest building still standing in this county.
Well, the Old Stagecoach Stop is an antebellum building. It was built in the 1850s on what was then known as the St. Louis to Springfield Road.
The structure was built by William Walton McDonald, an early settler here.
He built a double-pin log building. Two log cabins, 16 by 16 feet wide. That's the way we build them here in the Ozarks.
The building served as a way station on what was then a long journey between St. Louis and Springfield, Missouri.
And of course, wherever the stage stopped, that usually became a post office. So he was the postmaster for a while. And of course, that's how it got its current name, the Old Stagecoach Stop. Of course, it wasn't the old anything then.
But in 1862, during the Civil War, the station took on a new role.
Colonel Albert Siegel occupied Waynesville, took over pretty much the whole town. They were under orders from General John Schofield to occupy Waynesville and clear the surrounding country of guerrillas.
And during that time, the Stagecoach Stop became a hospital for the Army. As the years passed, the building had a variety of owners, some quite colorful.
Some of the owners are particularly interesting. Alexander Bryan, for instance, who owned it in the 1880s, he fought for both the South and the North. We had more than a few of those guys around.
But the Stagecoach Stop would have been long gone if not for one person who took a stand to save the local gem that it is today. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Waynesville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.